Hashtag OCRGCSE Sociology, Effects of Poverty podcast script. Intro music, upbeat and modern, fades after 5 seconds. Host. Hello and welcome to the Sociology Study Hub. I'm your host, and in this episode, we're diving deep into a crucial topic for your OCRGCSE Sociology exam, the effects of poverty. This isn't just about not having enough money. It's about how poverty shapes every aspect of a person's life, what sociologists call life chances. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be able to distinguish between different types of poverty, explain its wide-ranging effects, and critically evaluate the major sociological explanations. This is a topic that examiners love, as it allows you to connect theory to the real world and show off your evaluation skills. So, grab a notepad, and let's get ready to earn some serious marks. Transition music, short and sharp. Host. First, let's nail the key definitions. You will not get credit for a common sense answer. You need to use the sociological terms. There are two types of poverty you must know. First, absolute poverty. This is the most severe form, meaning a person lacks the basic resources needed for survival. We're talking food, clean water, shelter, and warmth. Think of it as subsistence-level poverty. It's rare in the UK today, but it's the benchmark. Host. The second and more common type in the UK is relative poverty. This is where the examiner will be looking for a precise definition. Relative poverty means being poor in comparison to the average standard of living in a particular society. The sociologist Peter Townsend famously defined it as being excluded from the normal activities, customs, and diets of mainstream society. For example, not being able to afford a family holiday, a school trip, or even a birthday party for your children. It's about social exclusion, not just survival. A great way to remember this is absolute is about surviving. Relative is about participating. Host. So how does poverty affect life chances? Let's break it down into four key areas. First, education. This is a huge one. Sociologists like Halsey and Ball have shown a direct link between poverty and educational underachievement. Material deprivation is a key concept here. This means children from poor families may lack resources like textbooks, a quiet space to study, or a computer with internet access. Their parents might not be able to afford tutors or revision guides. This puts them at a significant disadvantage. For top marks, you can also mention cultural deprivation, the idea that working-class subcultures may not value education as highly, but be sure to critique this idea. Host. Second, health. The link is stark and undeniable. People in poverty have a lower life expectancy and higher rates of infant mortality. They are more likely to suffer from chronic illnesses and mental health problems. Why? Poor diet, damp and overcrowded housing, and the stress of financial insecurity all take their toll. For AO2 application, you could mention the higher rates of conditions like asthma in poorer areas. Host. Third, housing and employment. Poverty often means living in poor quality, overcrowded housing, which can impact both health and education. It also limits job opportunities. People in poverty are more likely to be in low-paid, insecure work, including zero-hours contracts. This creates a vicious cycle, often called the cycle of deprivation, where poverty is passed down through generations. We'll come back to that. Host. Finally, social exclusion. As Townsend pointed out, poverty isn't just about what you don't have, it's about what you can't do. It can lead to social isolation and a feeling of being left out of society. This can damage self-esteem and mental well-being. Transition music, upbeat and focused. Host. Now for the big evaluation question. What causes poverty? This is where you can really impress the examiner by contrasting two competing theories. On one side, we have the New Right perspective, most famously associated with Charles Murray. Murray argues for a culture of poverty. He suggests that a section of society, which he calls the underclass, has developed a subculture with its own norms and values, such as a dependency on welfare benefits, a lack of motivation to work, and lone parent families. From this viewpoint, poverty is a result of individual and cultural failings, not structural problems. Host. On the other side, we have the structural or Marxist explanation. These sociologists completely reject the culture of poverty idea. They argue that poverty is built into the structure of a capitalist society. It's caused by factors like low wages, a lack of secure jobs, and the unequal distribution of wealth and income. They would point to the rising cost of living and the fact that many people in poverty are actually in work, the so-called working poor. They see the cycle of deprivation not as a cultural choice, but as a trap created by material circumstances. In a 24-mark essay, you must contrast these two views and come to a justified conclusion. Host. A key exam tip. When you discuss the new right, name Charles Murray. When you discuss relative poverty, name Peter Townsend. When you discuss education, name Halsey and Ball. Using sociologists' names shows the examiner you're drawing on specific sociological knowledge, which is essential for hitting AO1 marks. Sound effect, a quick quiz jingle. Host. Okay, time for a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. Ready? Host. Question 1. What is the term for lacking the basic resources for physical survival? Pause 3 seconds. Host. Answer. Absolute poverty. Host. Question 2. Which sociologist is most associated with the concept of relative poverty and social exclusion? Pause 3 seconds. Host. Answer. Peter Townsend. Host. Question 3. Name two ways poverty can negatively affect a child's education. Pause 3 seconds. Host. Answer. Material deprivation, lack of resources, and poor housing, no space to study. Host. Question 4. Which perspective blames a culture of poverty and the underclass for the persistence of poverty? Pause 3 seconds. Host. Answer. The new right. Transition music. Winding down. Host. So let's summarize. Today we've defined absolute and relative poverty with a key focus on Townsend's idea of social exclusion. We've explored the damaging effects of poverty on life chances in health, housing, employment, and education, linking to the work of Halsey and Ball. And crucially, we've contrasted the new right's cultural explanation of poverty with the structural or Marxist explanation. Remember, for top marks, you need to move beyond common sense and use this sociological evidence and theory to build your arguments. Host. Thanks for listening to the Sociology Study Hub. Keep retrieving this information, practice planning some essay questions, and you'll be well on your way to exam success. Until next time. Outro music, upbeat, and modern fades out.